This is iTalk FM.
It's 10 years and it's 20 past 8, and this is The Breakfast Show with me, Pippa Jones. I'm in my new slot now. I'm with you through from Monday to Friday till 10 o'clock every day. Now, we're going for our first contribution from Evening Herald. Evening Herald is the local publication that comes out of the village of Harold that is very rapidly making waves internationally with its interesting take on news stories. Good afternoon, Ollie. Good afternoon. Good Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Pippa. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, you've been up all night, haven't you?
I have indeed, yeah. Somebody's got to keep an eye on the village.
Indeed, indeed. Now, Evening Herald, as I just referred people before, I will keep doing it. Eveningherald.com, please do start using this as your news channel of choice, because you can't go far wrong with Evening Herald. The interesting takes that you and your reporters actually put onto the news stories that come out of the mainstream media are very, very refreshing. And certainly when it comes to stories of the royal family, especially the younger generation of the royal family, I'm certainly most delighted to hear an alternative view. Now, what is this about working class girls being urged to seek out their own toff?
Absolutely. Now, obviously, with all the Etonians that we see on the television these days, the toffs are becoming a bit of an endangered species, shall we say, or certainly people don't like them anymore, and they just crave a life now of meaninglessness and drudgery and filth. With poshness becoming less popular than leprosy in many UK homes, it's feared that our class system is becoming dangerously heavy-bottomed. We spoke to one of our reporters, spoke to Margaret Hounslow, who's from the charity Snob It Out, and she said that these days it's very rare to see somebody in red trousers braying in public these days. They're hunted for their ruthless thick skins, massive teeth, and little tiny chins.
They do have little tiny chins. I'm glad you said that. I've been looking at pictures of, what's she called? What's the latest squeeze of Prince Harry, who was at the wedding the other day?
Oh, I can't remember her name, but I know who you mean. I think it's because generically they're all from the same gene pool.
They must be, because there's the look of the Kate Middleton, the Pippa Middleton, and the, what's she called? She's got a ridiculous name, hasn't she? But the one he was squeezing on the ski slopes, and they all have this sort of fairly thin-lipped and small chin and fairly small eyes. None of them have what I'd call a face of substance, you know? They're not stunners, are they?
Although what you will notice with the Middletons is their chins tend to be about 2 millimetres wider, and that's because they're not proper aristocracy. They're quite common compared to the rest of them.
Aha. So with a big square jaw is this kind of thing that we see Arab. Where did I get that from? That was a bit of a faux pas.
I don't think that'll be happening in the royal family, I think. not with Prince Philip around.
Yeah, they tried it once before, didn't they? And it ended in tears, that's for sure. Sorry,
yeah,
that was
absolutely.
a bit tasteless. Harry is what I was trying to say. The kind of square jaw that Harry is sporting is what we're referring to here.
Absolutely, which would also question whether his gene pool is the same as the rest of them. But again, that's a story for another day, I reckon.
Indeed it is. Well, please do fast forward us to further news from the village of Harold. What's been happening there?
So just to continue with obviously our working class girls taking on toffs, Margaret, who's from that charity, she's said that just by people providing a little bit of love, teaching them a few dropped H's and a basic knowledge about X Factor, you could help a posher lead a reasonably normal existence. We have had one success in the village of this happening. It's a lady called Sharon Bridge, and she adopted her toff, Olaf Bridge, who's a stand-up comedian, nearly a year ago now, and she said that he's actually stopped chasing swans and can even tackle a pot noodle. So it is successful. It has to be chicken and mushroom, or beef and tomato if he's allowed a bit of Dijon mustard on the side.
So no Chinese or Indian flavourings?
No, but, you know, a bit more work. It's a slow process, and hopefully another year or five, and he'll be there.
Do you think we'll ever see a day when the endangered toff is actually integrated into mainstream society?
I hope not. I mean, no, I don't think so.
Okay, let's move on because we only have a short slot today from Evening Herald. Protest groups in Harold, what's been happening there?
Absolutely. Well, it's actually in the nearby Dunstable. You may have heard a lot about police infiltration of groups and things like that. What's actually happened in Dunstable is that a protest group has decided to disband now, because it turns out that every single member of the group was an undercover police officer. They've been camping in the Mankey Field. You'd only put a donkey in if you wanted to make them terribly unhappy to protest about things such as the forthcoming development of a McDonald's. But they all started to become a bit suspicious of one another when they were talking around a campfire. And one of them was started to complain about her blonde dreadlocks, saying that they were itchy and horrible, and that she'd feel better if her hair was tied back in a severe bun. And that the old Etonian tie that she used to ironically hold up her filthy combat trousers wasn't as half as comfortable as a utility belt stuffed with kit. So they all began to become a little bit suspicious of each other. excuse me. Another one said that they'd done a leaflet about how McDonald's isn't very nice, in their opinion, and that she thought it was a little bit suspicious when everybody had trouble with their spelling and things. They also spoke about things that they liked doing, and at first it was all quite normal, apparently, around this campfire, but one of them said how she liked wearing breast-shaped helmets and parking wherever they liked, and it turned out they loved stopping and searching young black men in the street for no good reason.
Well, there's a giveaway.
That was the giveaway, I think, when they all realised that the cat was out of the bag, so to speak.
Yeah, talking of young black men being searched in the street. Actually, I've just pulled up a picture here of the royals that we were talking of, and that is Prince Harry and Cressida. She's called
Cressida. That's right.
Cressida Bonus. I mean, for the love of God, give your daughter a proper name, Cressida Bonus. It's really asking for ridicule, isn't it?
What was she named after the chief superintendent? Is it of police, Cressida Dick? another well-known Cressida.
What's fascinating about this, and certainly vis-a-vis the story you've just been mentioning of the young black men being searched in the street, is that she's actually dressed like a young black man as she's leaving King's Cross Station after a weekend in Northumberland. I suppose that's where the wedding was that they attended, and she's dressed like a young black man.
Well, I think knowing the history of our aristocracy, I would avoid Paris.
There you go, indeed. Ollie Perks of Evening Herald. We'll be hearing again from you, I do hope, later this week. Thanks so much for joining us today.
No, not a problem. You take care, Pippa.
Bye.
Bye.